our interview with Franklin Sanders. We had a great interview. It's posted up on the blog. Franklin outdid himself and came up with some great charts. Take a look. And when we do the video, you will be able to hear the audio as the charts are presented. Franklin and I continue to approach the market differently. We both think the primary trend will reassert. Franklin feels that it's likely the current trend up is going to be part of a pattern where it turns out we have found the bottom last December. I think the chances of us retesting and finding a new bottom this summer are good. So I'm a little less optimistic about what it's, you know, when and how we're going to reassert the primary trend. And that's important for many people who are looking to buy. Should they buy now or wait? See if we find a new bottom, or on your investment as opposed to core positions, should you downsize and take this rally as a chance to sell some if you don't want to go through a new dip down with more investment positions? Again, take a look at my blog post on what percentage of your assets should you hold in precious metals. I published it last November, and we talked about it in the January Precious Metals Report. If you want to read two really good pieces that give you the pros and cons of have we found a bottom and should I be buying now, one, I posted up on the blog a great post on arguing the case that we're in for another leg down from the Rambus Chartology website. And then I posted in related reading a new post from Chris Martinson making the case for gold. So that gives you sort of the pros and cons of what to do and where we are now. Franklin believes equities are headed way down. He really sees a major fall, 50% plus, in the Dow. I think equities are way overdue for a significant correction, but there's no sign of anything like the drop Franklin is anticipating. Now, the all bets are off scenario is war. And as I've said many times, our big risk now is not global financial collapse. Our big risk is war. The tensions are getting much stronger. And of course, there's always a danger. We go from slow burn to serious, instead of covert war, to real outbursts of war. And I think that's why these issues of what the sort of the tension between the G7 and the G20 are so bad. And there's no doubt about it that the kind of automation we're watching in the developed world, which can happen in the emerging markets as well, is causing enormous tension, as are the environmental pressures we have. More people and more pressure on resources and, you know, unfolding environmental challenges. So our risk is war, but listen to the interview. It's a very good frame of the arguments, both that the primary trend will reassert and the sort of arguments about is it now or is it later. So check out the interview with Franklin Sanders at the Precious Metals Market Report. And again, as I said, back in the library, we have posts, audio seminars, and Solari reports we did about how to store your precious metals. Some good ideas for those of you who want to store it at home.